We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
No one can say the word if we're going to do this.
All right. Don't slip
okay.
up.
Why did this I'm even talking come to you. Up? I'm so confused.
Steve, you've said the word like 14 times before I turn the microphones on.
Yeah, don't mess it up. Don't.
It's not me. I'm not saying it. I don't even want in the conversation. Because when I try to say one thing, then everybody's like, is that you they're talking about?
Yes.
We're talking about the size of your junk.
Oh, okay.
Boy junk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess girl junk sort of too. Because the boy junk has to...
To accommodate.
Mesh. Yes. If you drive a lifted Tundra and she's got a carport, it's not going to work.
Look at you with the nice analogy. Wow.
You know, she's got to have one of those, like, fit an RV in there kind of thing.
Careful.
You know what I'm saying? Like the ones out in Brighton where they have that extra, they have an outbuilding.
Yes.
And it's just a huge garage door and it's like...
Yes, that's ridiculous. Well, I was reading this thing. It says that.
Oh, God. Are we still doing this?
It's a 60-year study of sizes and appeal. Mm-hmm. And they found that an overwhelming majority of women, 85% of women, were satisfied with their partner's size, while only 55% of men were happy with what nature gave them. And I'm saying that with these women, they're satisfied with the size. That's why they settled down with him. That's why the stat is like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's. I think it's.
Mm.
I just like that we dedicated 60 years to this study. It's like, keep it going. We didn't get the results we need. Just keep it going.
It's the. It says only 55% of men were happy with what nature gave them. Because it's not the size; it's how you use it. So for men, it's like. I'm comparing myself to other people. It's kind of so self-esteem, I think.
Yes.
And then for women, it's just like, how are you? Are you good?
Okay. Are you working it the way? Because I think for men, I think the number of men that were satisfied with what they had down there pre unlimited access to adult materials was probably in the 80%.
There's
like, look at that, man. That thing's glorious, majestic.
Right.
It's everything anyone could ever want. And then you watch... You have, like, you just go, and you're like, what am I looking? And, like, they're not putting, the hub isn't putting up average dudes. So then all of a sudden, you're comparing yourself to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're probably pretty good at flag football in your backyard in the middle of a backyard cookout or whatever. But then you watch NFL, and you're like, oh, my God, I am, nowhere near
another
that.
Another great analogy.
Right, thank you.
It is, yeah. Although... I had a roommate in college who it was like a couple weeks in when we accidentally came in at a time when he was changing and we saw what he
was packing.
Yeah. And it was demoralizing so much so to everyone that he felt weird. Like it was like he was like ostracized because it was like, dude, that's just it's too much. Like. So imagine being that guy. You're on campus. You think
I don't have to imagine that.
Okay.
You're a little too quick to get that. Let me ask Aaron real quick.
Oh my God! Don't.
He wasn't quiet. It's okay.
Are you positive?
No.
I don't want. Okay. Go ahead.
Just curious. Which, let's say you found the perfect guy, but he's big. He's bigger size, and that would not be good for
It'd
you.
It'd be limiting. Yeah.
Will you dump the perfect guy because it's too big of her?
No, I think we can work through it. There's also, like, there are, like, relationship classes, too, that you can take.
What?
Yeah.
Well, classes?
Yeah.
Like, you guys go in together.
Yes.
And do things in front of the instructor?
Well, I don't know about that, but they can teach you ways of, like, how to be more relaxed. Or,
oh, wow. Okay. That you would have to take those classes.
I would like to take them together because obviously he has.
Yeah.
So, didn't you have a friend who was going to do that? She was going to be a relations therapist.
Yes.
And, like,
that's what it is. Yeah.
And I like. So, I think there's a level of that where they do get involved.
There might be. I don't know.
Where they're like,
I think you're
right.
I think you're talking about the hub again.
No.
I
think this no. is. There's legitimately a hands-on relations therapist.
Yeah.
Who, and I, it, to me, it feels like it borders on lady of the evening kind of thing.
Okay.
How many euphemisms can we throw in this whole thing?
I'm just, yeah, so it, if you're a guy and you're too big, you might like have to go to classes. You might have homework. You might have to
work.
I think we'll do extra work.
Well, you're just... You have to learn how to not...
You have to learn how to work with what you've got no matter what.
There you
right.
go.
And but the big dudes have to go, like, to go back to my house analogy, they have to learn how to park in a smaller garage.
I noticed you're not talking about yourself.
No, I'm intentionally doing the third person, and Bob Dole has to... Roger needs to learn how to park in a smaller garage.
But those guys, you're waiting for... Because even though... I think women settle for the guys who are average, and they're looking to cheat on them with the bigger guy. So if you're a bigger guy, all you have to do is stand there around and wait for those
women. Just wait
women.
For that when she's ready.
Yes.
For the...
Mm. Yes.
For an RV.
There you go. But she'll end up going...
I don't know a lot of women that like camping.
This is more like glamping.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.